Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. It's a pleasure to welcome Eyal here today with us. Eyal's from Israel, and he's here because we have our Tech Ready event. I think most of Microsoft is in Redmond this week. You know, I don't think there's anybody left in the field anymore.
We're all here.
We're probably all here. Good. We have the S4, and was it the 1 week or something like that? What's that called? Some hackathon event that people are running, and then our Tech Ready event. So I think most of Microsoft's here in Redmond. But it is a pleasure to have you. Why don't you introduce yourself?
So I'm Eyal Carmel. I'm a GPM of SQL security team, working on various features and capabilities for SQL. Yep. And glad to be here today.
I'm excited because the topic today is one that has been from a SQL Azure SQL database perspective, is one that's been asked for quite a while. True?
Quite true.
Quite some time. So we're going to talk about auditing in Azure SQL database.
We are, right? Yeah.
Perfect. So why? I think let's kick off the discussion this way. Why are people asking for auditing? Because we've had auditing in Box products for a while. But why are people asking for auditing in Azure SQL database?
Okay, so we have auditing in SQL Box for quite a while. And moving to the cloud, actually, you do want to get auditing also. I mean, the operation is the same operation. You're operating some kind of...
You want to know who's creating databases. You want to know who's deleting databases,
whatever,
making changes. Yeah.
Whatever you want to know, but you do want to know. Now, up to now, when you worked with SQL Azure DB, you didn't get this, and people were asking. They were wanting to know what's going on. So there are various aspects of why you want to know. There are regulations out there. So if you want to comply with the regulations, sometimes you do need other things.
Not Microsoft regulations, but customer regulations.
Yeah, that's right. So if you look at the Microsoft operation and Microsoft regulation. We are collecting internally audit logs. We are compliant with various regulations and so on and so forth. But if the customer wants to be able to do it or needs to do it, then this is part of what we are going to have right now.
Yep.
So that's one reason. Another reason is just to know what's going on. I mean, if somebody, although you might be secure and you got all your permissions there, sometimes there are admin permissions for somebody that you didn't delete and it just left the company. And sometimes there are, unfortunately, account takeovers or something like this. It happens.
Right.
So you do want to know what's going on, even if you don't need to comply to certain regulations. So these are the main reasons. Actually, if you look at auditing, first thing you want to collect the data.
Yep.
So if something happens, you can go back and say, okay, let's investigate. See what actually happened.
Yep.
Afterwards, the second step is you want to know to get alerts on some...
getting insight into those logs.
Yeah,
right?
Into the logs, what's going on, what happened. Once in a while go, and that depends on each and every company, once a week, once a month, once a day, to just look and see what's going on there.
Right. In our demo, we're going to look at how you set it up, and then how do you look at that data, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the other side of this is what you brought up as we were discussing this was more of a compliancy issue. Again, not from Microsoft compliancy, but customer compliancy.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, there are various compliance regulations out there, depending on the domain of the business, or depending on the geography that you're in. So there are the known one are SOX and PCI for credit card.
HIPAA, things like
HIPAA that. HIPAA for healthcare, yeah. So most of these compliances, and we see it more and more also asked for by the auditors, do require auditing of specifically databases.
So this is a very well going to be a very well received feature being introduced into Azure SQL Database because it's been asked for a long time. I think people are going to go crazy and nuts about this, right?
You have a long line here waiting outside the studio.
Sign me up now.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. Yeah, all the talk to you. How do I get this? How do I sign up? Perfect. So we from regulations, compliancy, there's been a need to collect this data. And so what we're going to look at is how do you configure this? How do you configure it? And how do I start getting insights into those logs? And where are those logs? Where's that data being stored, right?
Yeah.
So let's jump out and let's take a quick look at a demo. So here we're looking at the preview of the new Azure portal.
Right.
Correct? So how do we set up and start, how do we configure our database for auditing?
Okay, so let's first browse and find one of our databases. Now this is available for premium, standard, and basic databases.
Okay, so for premium and standard and premium,
and right. Basic
and basic.
Right.
Okay. Web and business, no. That's no. Eventually that's going away. So
yeah.
Basic, standard, premium edition databases.
That's right.
Okay, good.
So just I'm going to select one of them, which is a standard database, and I get this blade. In this blade, there is this section which shows the auditing. Preview feature, okay. And if it's not enabled, you'll have this message, enable and set up auditing. Okay,
can't so make it, can't make it any easier than that.
yeah, we tried, but...
good. Yeah. Good.
Actually, that's a good point, because what we actually want to be, or what we want to do, and this is the example, is to have the experience of the user as simple as possible.
Yes.
From the UI.
From the UI.
Of course, you got PowerShell, and you can do it also by PowerShell, and
okay.
So on and so forth, if you are developers, but we do want the UI to be as intuitive and as possible.
Yeah, as many, as less clicks as possible, let me set up auditing.
That's it.
Right.
So this is actually the blade. So you saw, I just opened, found my database, one click, I'm here, another click, and that's the actually configuration screen of the database. I'll go down here, that's the different options of what I want to audit. So I can, right now everything is selected,
And that's by default. By default, all the options are enabled.
No, the default is that the auditing is not enabled.
Okay.
When I open the screen, I can see this. But by default, you'll get the enable and setup
well,
auditing. The default is that the database is not enabled for
yeah,
the screen default is
yeah. So by default, when I these are checked by default.
Yeah.
So it's not enabled by default, but
right.
These are checked by all options are checked by default.
Right.
Okay.
Now you can deselect something, or you can just deselect all and choose that you just want to see the data changes, because that's what's important. If somebody messed with your database and changed your salary from whatever it is to nothing,
to nothing.
You want to know, okay, who to blame. So,
exactly
so,
right.
So you want to
who am I talking to?
Yeah. So you want just the data changes. I won't go through all the configuration.
Okay.
You can go and we'll have instructions and downloads and
perfect.
Everything how to do it. What I do want to mention is that you can save it, this configuration as a server default. So from once you do it, all new databases on the specific server will get this default. You won't need to go and enable and set up the auditing and configure it for each and every of the databases, but it by default will be enabled. Now, once it is enabled by default, you can go to a specific database and say, okay, this database I want to change and not use the default, but configure it specifically.
Let me make sure I understand that. So I go into this database, I make my changes.
Right.
I click this option, save this configuration as a server default.
Yeah.
I click OK.
Click OK, okay. Yeah.
That does not enable auditing on all the other databases.
Right.
But when I enable auditing on all the databases on that server, then this is the default option.
Yeah, any new database that will be enabled on this server
has those options.
Which is, of course, basic, standard, and premium, will get these options.
Oh, so if I create a new database.
Right, that's right. You won't need to go through this
step.
It'll
automatically
step by step.
It'll automatically be enabled.
Oh, did something wrong. Oh, okay. Ah, oh, sorry. Touched something. Okay.
That's fine. So we've got auditing enabled at this point.
Yeah, so once you got auditing enabled, actually, and this we just did, so we don't have any traffic on this database, but this will get accumulated, and you'll see this pie, and also on this screen, you'll see this pie actually build up. So
okay.
All the audit events that for the last 24 hours were collected by the system, you'll see the summary of them in this file, and of course also when from this window, once it's open, and it's again, it just opens here from
sure.
This click, you can go to configure and again, you can change again all the setting of the database,
and
if it's needed. And again, here you can see that this database is already inheriting the audit setting from the server.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so you see that everything is grayed out here, because that's the default of the server.
Oh, okay.
I want to change it, I just uncheck it, and then I can just go and select whatever.
So is this is over a 24-hour event cycle.
Right.
Can you change that, or is it by default?
No, but that's set and, for now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And that's, for now, that's good.
Yeah. But
you can go back at least in a 24-hour period.
That's good. Again, that's just to give you a notion of what's going on. If you really want to dig into the details, then we got the
logs.
The logs, and the logs are actually stored in the customer storage. Okay, so the customer, one of the configurations that needs to be done is to connect to a storage account, because this is the customer storage account.
So that was going to be my next question. So I configured auditing.
Right.
This is now storing. Where's this logging now being stored? Is it in Azure storage?
Yeah, it's stored in Azure storage, and the storage is the storage account that you are actually defined.
We specify which one.
Yeah, which is one of the storage that the customer actually defined before.
Okay.
So the data is there, the logs are there, and you can access it anytime. So as a customer, our customer.
So this is it's a multi-step process. Step one, let's enable auditing. We've seen how to do that. Part of that configuration is turning what do we want to audit and where are we storing our log information.
Right.
Right. So this is a great first step. But now at this point, we're collecting this data.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start viewing this data? How do we start making sense of what's going on? Because great, I can configure it. I can enable it. Now, how do we start making sense of what is actually going on in my database, right?
Yeah.
We can see all these different types of things, like data access, data changes, schema changes, things like that.
Yeah.
Someone modified my salary. Oh my goodness! I want to. Who did that?
Yeah, okay.
Right. How do we start? How do we get insights into that data?
So, the fun way, is to go and read logs. Okay. So if you really if you really like to read the call, the logs, then you can, they're there.
Pop over to Azure Blob Storage, download, and start filtering through the,
So just go on. What we actually did, and here you can, there is a link also to open in Excel, and this will actually get you to a template, which is an Excel template with Power View, Power Pivot. To connect it to your storage, to the audit log storage, there are instructions there, very easy to do.
Okay.
Two clicks and you're connected.
Perfect.
And then you can just download the logs into the Excel and start working with the template. So we can look at the Excel and the template and see how it works. Of course, you can add, you can connect any tool that you want to use. We give this template, the Excel template, so people just.
So you guys have provided a template in Excel.
The tool will be available for downloading and.
Perfect, and I can get to it right from here if I want to.
To the download,
right?
Yeah,
or I can open Excel, pop open the template, and now that template allows me to say, okay.
No, from here you can get to the template. You need to download it and then connect it to the storage.
To storage, okay.
And then it gets populated by the audit logs, and you can start using it.
Now, does the template know where, because obviously I'm storing my information in Blob Storage, does the template know from downloading from here where?
No, you need to specify where, because you need actual credentials in order to access it. We don't have the credentials.
It's
the storage of the customer. So you need to enter the credential, and through Power Query, you actually connect to it and then just download the information.
And you got an example of that, correct?
Yeah, of the template, sure. So this is an example of the template. We have a few tabs here. I will go quickly over it. This is one tab in which you can see the various events. There are three graphs here because the granularity of the events, how many events actually happened, are different. So if the number here is very high and you will want to look at this, it will be somewhere hidden in the noise there.
So different things like this, data access, right? Data changes, things like that. Start looking.
All the events that we saw before, actually chose to collect in the configuration. This is the summary graph of what happened.
Okay.
For example, you can look at correlations between different events. We have, for example, some failed login, which can show some brute force attack attempts.
It's
a small point here, but that's the small point that you want to look for, because if
so login success, login failure. Hey, we had a login failure.
Right.
And start drilling down into that.
So if on a regular basis, and you can see that there is no other login failures here, you don't get login failures. Suddenly you see such a point of saying, okay, here, there are failures there, then you want to look at it. It might be okay, but you want to look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
One, I'm not worried about it, but if I get a bunch?
No, one you might be worried about, but also one.
Okay.
If it's abnormal from the other behavior, you want to look at it.
Sure.
Now, here, for example, we have the maximum raw effect affected during this period of time. So you can see also that most of the time, not too many rows are affected by whatever is going on in the database. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you see a spike here, which is more or less correlated in time with the login failures. Right. So this says, okay, somebody needs to look at it, okay? Maybe somebody got into there and changed your salary.
Man,
not just yours, but about, I think the number is 370 or something.
Yep.
So 370 people might got increase or
decrease
in
salary. Might be upset or really happy.
Yeah. So you want to go down and actually start checking it.
Okay.
Actually, if I'll double click on it, this is the actual audit log. So if you want to actually go and look what really happened, you can go to the logs straight from the Excel. You don't need to go back to the storage and look at the logs.
Okay, that's very good.
This is one example. Another example is looking at what's going on in database from different times aspects or granularities. For example, this is on a month, on the days of the month, how it was distributed, the traffic.
Oh, interesting.
On days in the week, how it was interested. Hours during the day, how the traffic was distributed, and you can actually go and click on it, and then it will just show you the relevant information for the specific item that you chose.
Very nice.
Or if you go here, you can choose a specific database, because it can be multiple databases in this.
Sure. In this view.
Yeah.
Yep.
So again, we got.
So
some of the
views.
Templates here, and it will be there for anybody to download and
Perfect.
Connect it to the storage.
So this is a great view into the data. So I could, if I'm hardcore, you know, old school, let me just look at the logs.
Yeah,
right?
And from here you can look at the logs. I mean, if I'll go just to another screen like here, that's for the number of affected rows, for example.
Yeah.
And this is just a simulated example that we built. But if I'll go and see, okay, that's data changes that I'm looking for.
Yep.
And what happened there? And I can see that's the command.
Did.
Okay, that's the actually command that was submitted to the database. And you can see from here that it just blocked all customers that are named John. Somebody don't like John, so it just blocked everybody.
Quit messing around, John.
Yeah,
come on.
John,
oh my goodness.
We're on to you.
Yeah, we're on to you.
So
well, that's good. So this gives me a nice. Kind of hardcore way of looking at the data, but then I can go back and say, look, from a visualization perspective, using the great Power BI suite of tools,
right.
Power Query, Power View, look to see from a more global, higher level, what is actually going on in my database.
Yeah,
and this is wonderful.
Again, these are templates that we built up till now. Probably we'll add more templates as time goes on, and it's always available.
And this is a great start, by the way. This is fantastic. This is, you know, people are thinking are going to be very excited about.
We are excited about.
We're obviously excited about this, right? But I think, you know, just people have been asking for this for a long time, and I think this will be a godsend, right? You know, the ability for people to look at this. Now. This is available, I think you mentioned this, if we could mention this here. This is, public preview?
Right. Well, this is actually available public preview starting today.
Today.
Tomorrow.
We'll say yesterday.
Yeah.
By the time we get this published.
Okay.
Or 2 days ago.
It is available.
It's available right now.
Yeah.
Perfect. So this is awesome, the ability to start getting auditing information from our SQL database, what's going on in all the different configurations, like data changes, schema changes, things like that, who's changing what in what database and be able to get it from a high level, multiple databases, multiple servers, top down. This is awesome. So, and you'll be continual over a period of time being adding it, like you said, adding more templates, adding more configuration, auditing
pieces. Yeah, we're continuing to work and make the experience better, make the configuration better, and so we're on it. So
perfect. This is great. Y'all, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
me. This is wonderful. So auditing, it's here, and public preview 2 days ago, depending on when you see this. So thanks for coming. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.